杰森，我们今天晚上要一起来学习的是诗篇八十五篇。
Thank God. Tonight's topic, tonight's lesson we're studying is Psalm 85.
诗篇八十五篇总共有十三节。
There are 13 verses in Psalm chapter 85.
那我想我们还是把它先念过一次我用中文念，然后请翻译的弟兄用英文念过一次
We will first read through this chapter.
诗篇八十五篇第一节，主啊，你已经向你的地施恩，救回被掳的雅各，你赦免了你百姓的罪孽，遮盖了他们一切的过患，你收转了所发的愤怒和你猛烈的怒气。拯救我们的神啊，求你使我们回转，叫你的恼恨向我们止息。你向我们发怒要到永远吗？你要将你的怒气延留到万代吗？第六节，你不再将我们救活，使你的百姓靠你欢喜吗？主啊，求你使我们得见你的慈爱，又将你的救恩赐给我们。我们要听神所说的话，因为他必应许将平安赐给他的百姓，他的圣民，他们却不可再转去妄行。他的救恩诚然与敬畏他的人相近，叫荣耀住在我们的地上。第十节，慈爱和诚实彼此相遇，公义和平安彼此相亲，诚实从地而生，公义从天而现。主必将好处赐给我们，我们的地也要多出土产。公义要行在他面前，叫他的脚中成为可走的路。请念。
Psalm chapter 85, verse 1. You, Lord, showed me favor to your land.You restore the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people and covered all their sins. You set aside all your wrath and turned from your fierce anger. Restore us again, God our Savior, and put away your displeasure toward us. Will you be angry with us forever?Will you prolong your anger through all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Verse 8. I will listen to what God, the Lord, says. He promises peace to his people, his faithful servants,But let them not turn to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. 10. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven.The Lord will indeed give that is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Verse 13. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps.
那这一首诗篇它的重点就是第十节跟十一节。
The gist of this chapter of Psalm is verse 10 and verse 11.
那第十节呢，告诉我们慈爱跟诚实，他们是一对。
It tells us in the verse 10 that peace, mercy and truth, are a pair.
公义和和平是一对。
And another pair is righteousness and peace.
那他们是互相就是很亲近的所以是没有办法分开的。
So these a couple of pairs of characters are very intimate. They cannot be separated.
然后十一节呢，告诉我们，从诚实，要从地来生出来。
And in verse 11, it tells us truth shall spring out of the earth.
然后呢，公义呢，它是中文是说公义从天而现。
So in Chinese, it says righteousness will appear on heaven.
那我们刚才听英文的话呢，他说，公义从天上看下来。
But in English, it says righteousness shall look down from heaven.
那这个当然呢，就是说翻译的人，他们在翻译的时候呢，也把他们所了解的把它加进去。
And this means the translator who translated English into Chinese or whatever language into Chinese, they added their own understandings.
那这个就是我们在翻译的时候，我们一定会发生的事情。
And this is what happens when you translate one language to another.
因为呢，你必须要了解到底人家在说什么，才有办法来翻译啊。
Because you have to know what the speaker is speaking about, then you can translate.
那所以呢，这些翻译的人，他们都是尽心尽力的按照他们的知识来做最贴切的翻译。
So the translators translated into Chinese with their all diligence and knowledge. Therefore, the translations are very accurate.
但是呢，毕竟在思想上、文化上的差异呢，所以我们会看到这个翻译上的一些差距。However,
according to the difference of culture and poetry's formality, there will be difference in translations.
但是呢，它的主要的内容，它主要的意义是不会改变的。
But the main body of the meaning does not change.
只是说呢，对于我们去体会这个文章所要告诉我们的这个方法，可能或是体会到的深度呢，可能就不太一样。So
we may have different depth of understanding in the way of understanding the translation of the scripture.
那我们就今天晚上就尝试的把这一章把它用我所了解的尽量的把它说明给大家做参考。So
tonight I would like to share my understanding of Psalm 85 for your reference.
那诗篇85篇，我大概把它分成四个部分，四个段落。
I divided Psalm 85 into four paragraphs.
第一个段落呢，是第一节到第三节。
The first paragraph is verse 1 through 3.
那这一句，这一段呢，我们看到第一节作者说你已经，那表示说这个是已经完成的事情。
So in the first one said you restored, which meaning this is a complete tense.
那当然，其实这一句这个已经也可以翻译做曾经。
And also this can be translated into you have done.
因为基本上呢，这里总共有六个动词。 他们的时态呢，都是完成式。
So there are six different verbs. All their tense are past perfect tense.
Not past perfect, just perfect.
Perfect tense, yeah.
因为在希伯来文里面呢，它只有两种，一种就是完成式，一个是尚未完成的事。
So in the language of Hebrew, there's only two tenses. One is perfect tense, one is imperfect tense.
Perfect and imperfect. 那所以呢，第一节到第三节这个六个动词呢，都是用完成式来叙述。
So in, from verse 1 through verse 3, there are six verbs completed the action of the narration.
那也就是说呢, 这一个, 这六个动作, 所做的事情呢, 在诗人叙述这些事情的时候, 他的状态应该是已经完成了。
So when the poet were narrating these happenings, events, which means the event has been completed.
那这里呢, 有哪六件事情呢?
What are these six things?
第一件事情就是神, 向 你的地施恩。
The very first thing is Lord has been favorable unto thy land.
那这个施恩也可以翻译作喜悦, 神喜悦神的地。
So the favorable can also be translated into God pleased in this land.
那这个地呢, 指的是什么呢?
What does this land mean?
在希伯来的这个诗篇里面, 就是说在, 圣经的诗篇里面, 它常常呢, 都用, 两个, 两个, phrase, 两句话呢, 是平行的, 来互相呼应。
In the language, in the Hebrew language and in the Psalms, it often refers to parallel phrases to refer one another.
所以呢, 神向神的地施恩, 接下来就是说他救回被掳的雅各。
It says God showed favor to your land and restored the fortunes of Jacob.
我们听英文的话呢, 他是说将 雅各的, 好运到, 把它, 恢复了, 好, 这个就是英文, 它的翻译方法, 我们可以听的, 看到, 那这个呢, 就是神对他的土地, 也就是他的百姓所施的恩典。
So this is the favor that God has granted to his people and to his land.
那这一个意思呢, 基本上来讲, 就是神呢, 在过去啊, 曾经不断地, 来拯救以色列人, 脱离周围的国家的欺负了。
This verse also means God has done continuously to save Israelites from the intruders, from the invasions.
那这个, 这是, 第一节。
This is verse 1.
第二节, 接下来就是两个动词, 一个是赦免, 一个是遮盖。
There are two verbs in verse 2. One is lift up, one is cover.
这个赦免, 就是用遮盖的方式。
The way to forgive the iniquity of people is to cover their sins.
我们从, 这个圣经里面啊, 甚至我们过去所读的诗篇里面啊, 我们都可以看到, 这些作者, 常常在叙述以色列人所犯的罪。
From the Psalms, we see that the poets often narrate the sins that Israelites have sinned against God.
但是呢, 神也一次又一次的, 来赦免他们的罪过。
But however, God once after another forgive their sins.
然后第三节, 这里, 中文看起来呢, 只有一个动词是收转。
In verse 3, in Chinese, it seems like there's only one verb is to take away.
但是呢, 其实, 这句话呢, 这个收跟转, 是两个动词。
But to take away and turn himself, turn thyself from fierceness is are two verbs.
所以呢，这里可以翻译作你将你所发的怒气收起来然后呢，将你猛烈的怒气转开了。
So in Chinese translation, it used one word that means take away and turned himself. But in English, it is two verbs. So perhaps the Chinese translation could have been taken away the wrath and turned thyself from the fierceness of anger.
这个就是第一段是在叙述第一节到第三节叙述纪念思考神已经过去不断的所做的事情。
So this is the first paragraph. It illustrates and narrates and reflects and remembering God's actions.
所以我想这一段也提醒我们要常常思想神在我们过去的日子里面在我们的生命当中为我们曾经做了什么样的事情。
I think this paragraph also reminds us that what God has done for us in the past of our lives.
过去在我们的日子里面，过去的日子里面，很仔细的思想，应可以想到神曾经给我们许许多多的恩典。
And we could think about the blessings and the grace God has given upon us in the past days of our lives.
当然在过去的日子里面我们也时常有过犯也蒙神来赦免。
Of course, in the past days of our lives, we often sinned against God. We often trespassed against God, and God often forgive us.
我想过去我们犯罪得罪神的时候神原本要向我们生气的，可是呢，他却就是收住了他的愤怒耐心的来管教。
Perhaps when we sin against God in our past, instead of giving us harsh lessons and consequences, God often forgave us and set aside his wrath and turned from his anger. Instead, he gave us very patient teaching.
那为什么这个诗人要提起神在过去所做的事情呢？
So why does this poet want to talk about what God has done in before?
那当然就是跟他接下来所要祈求的有关系呢。
Of course, it is related to what the poet is about to speak.
那第四节到第七节就是这个诗人向神的祈求。
Verse 4 through verse 7 is the poet's pleading to God.
他这里说拯救我们的神所以他承认神就是可以拯救他们的神。
Here it says God our Savior, meaning God who can save us.
所以这是对以色列人来讲这是他们已经所了解所认知的。
So to the Israelites, God is the Savior and God is the one God who can save us is something they have acknowledged and they are well aware of.
今天我们有没有接受这位神也是我们的救恩呢？
Today, whether we accept this God, it is also our about our salvation.
那在这里我们就来看看这个诗人在求什么。
here, let's take a look. What is this poet asking?
第一件事情，这里说，求你使我们回转。
The very first one says, restore us again.
啊，那这个回转啊，英文 restore 啊，就是跟啊八，这是跟第一节啊，你曾经救回被的雅各那个救回是同样的字了。
So in English, the restore also appeared in verse 1, where it says, restore the fortunes of Jacob.
所以呢，我们可以看到，其实这个诗人在祈求，就是说，神啊，我们的救恩啊，求你让我们像过去你使雅各的这个另外一个翻译的方法，就是那些被掳的人啊，回啊，能够回，能够被拯救回去一样啊，求你也能够拯救我们啊。
Here it says, restore us again, just like you restored Jacob, which also refers to restore us, the people who are captured, back to our home.
啊，这里接下来提到说，叫你的恼恨像我们的子息。
And here it continued to say, put away your displeasure towards us. In English, this says displeasure, and in some other translations, it says anger. So displeasure is something God does not like.
那就是说啊，他们之所以会在苦难当中啊，就是因为神不喜悦他们呢。
Which means when they're encountering tribulation, that is the appearance of God is displeasure, God's displeasure towards them.
啊，所以呢，在这里诗人祈求神啊，神啊，请你不要再。请你停止不喜欢我们啊，请你转过来开始喜欢我们的吧。
The poet is pleading to God, is begging God, God, please put away your displeasure towards us, turn yourself towards us.
那所以我们再回想到第一节，不是也提到神施恩就是喜悦吗？
And now that we read this, let's refer back again to the first verse. God's grace, God's blessing is when God is pleased with us.
So we can see this poet using this thing, recalling past things, to ask God.
So we see that the poet is begging God through remembrance of the past.
那你曾经是这个样子吗？求你再一次的像过去那样子啊，来拯救我们。
Thus you have done this before, hence I beg you, God, please save us again.
接下来呢，这个诗人呢，用几句问话问神呢。
Again, furthermore, the poet used a few questions to ask.God.
这里第一个问题说，你要向我们发怒到永远吗？
The first question is, will you be angry with us forever?
你要将你的怒气延留到万代吗？
Will you prolong your anger through all generations?
所以这个怒气不是在第三节，不是也是提到了神的愤怒吗？
In verse 3, it also mentioned God's anger.
但是呢，神啊，你不是过去曾经也改变了，将你的愤怒把它收起来了吗？
Which means, God, you have set aside all your wrath.
所以今天你还要这样子永远不断的来向我们发怒吗？
So today, will you still be angry with us forever?
当然，这个作者知道神的回答是不会的。
Of course, the question is a rhetoric question because the poet knew the answer from God is no.
因为他知道有神的一个性情呐。
Because this poet knew God's character.
然后第六节提到说，你不再将我们救活势力的百姓靠你唤起吗？
Verse 3 says, will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you?
所以呢，这里也可以说，你不再将我们的生命把它restore, 就是恢复回来吗？
Here says, will you not restore us again?
让我们能够在你的面前欢喜呀。
So that the people, your people, may rejoice in you.
第七节，这就是这个诗人所要祈求的。
Verse 7 is what this poet was begging for.
让我们能够再一次的看到你的慈爱。
So let us again see your unfailing love.
这表示这个作者呢，为什么可以询问以上的问题，就是因为他知道神是一个慈爱的神。
The reason the author asked these three questions is because the author knew God is a loving God with unfailing love.
所以呢，在这里求神，神啊，将你的慈爱再一次的显给我们。
Here the poet begging for God's love to appear again.
所以让你的救恩能够赐给我们。
So grant us your salvation.
这就是这个诗人的祈求啊。
This is the pleading of the poet.
那到底这个诗人这样祈求那怎么样神才能够垂听呢？
So the poet begs so hard, how could God listen?
这个诗人也深深的知道要如何才能够蒙神垂听。
This poet knew very well how to make God listen.
看第八节到十一节。
Let's look through verse 8. To 11.
第八节这里他说我要听主所说的话。
Verse 8 it says, I will listen to what God the Lord says.
所以呢要蒙神垂听就是他们必须要聆听神的话。
In order to have God may listen to us,First, we must listen to what God says.
那这里说，因为他必应许将平安赐给他的百姓，他的圣民。
Here it says, he promises peace to his people, his faithful servants.
这一句话呢，也可以翻译作，他向他的百姓，他的圣民说平安的话。
This verse can also be translated into something like towards his faithful servants, God spoke.
He will speak peace to his people, to his saints.
God will speak peace to his faithful people.
所以这里是在叙述什么？神所说的话呢，都是平安的话。
What is this poet narrating right now? It is God speaks peaceful words.
所以呢，当然我们就是这个诗人当然要听神所说的这些平安的话呀。
And of course, the poet will listen to what God says, the words of peace.
但是呢，这里有一个条件呢。
But here is a condition. But the condition is that people should not turn away from God and go into folly.
那这个愚妄的事当然呢就是随从外邦的恶俗，尤其是去拜偶像呢。
The folly, of course, means to go with the Gentiles, worship idols.
或是效法外邦人的一些风俗习惯。
And to imitate the Gentiles' culture and their habits.
效法外邦人所行在神的眼中看为恶的事情。
To imitate what Gentiles did, which is sinful in God's eyes.
所以呢，要能够倾听神所说平安的话，就必须要离弃。
So, which means in order to listen to God's words of peace, people must turn away from folly.
所以我们可以看到啊，要神转向他的百姓，百姓必须转离开啊这些愚昧的行为啊。
Which means we can see here in terms to have God turn back to the people, that the people must turn away from folly.
那这个诗人也了解到神的救恩会临到什么样的人。
The poet also knew what kind of people will be granted God's salvation.
所以第九节呀，他就提到诚然，就是他的救恩与敬畏他的人相近。Therefore,
in verse 9, it mentioned, surely, his salvation is near those who fear him.
所以要得到神的救恩，首先要敬畏神。So,
in order to receive God's salvation, first we must fear Him.
那敬畏神就是要听神的话呀。Fear
God, meaning we must listen to His words.
那听神的话，这个听的意思不是只是耳朵听进去而已啊。To
listen to God does not mean we only hear His words.
而是呢，听进去以后，在头脑里面转一转，然后呢，就
But the true listening means after we heard the word, we will let the word meditate in our mind and in our heart. Then later we will manifest these words in our actions.
这样的人，神的救恩就离他很近了。If
you do that, people who do that will be closer to God's salvation.
那这样子呢，荣耀就会居住在这里说我们的地上呢。Then
in this way that God's glory may dwell in our land.
这里当然对诗人来讲，就是指着他们所居住的土地呢。Of
course, the poet mean the land in poets. Eyes meaning the land where they live.
那说荣耀住在他们的地上，有什么样的意义呢？
So what does it mean God's glory dwell in their land?
我们来看一下《撒母耳记上》。Let's
take a look, First Samuel.
撒母耳记上第四章。First
Samuel, verse 4. Chapter 4, verse 22. First Samuel, chapter 4, verse
22. 22节，他又说，荣耀离开以色列，因为神的约柜被掳去了。
Verse 22, and she said again, the glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken.
那所以呢，荣耀离开以色列，表示神离开的以色列呢？
Which means if the glory departed from Israel, then God is departed from Israel.
也就是以色列不再有这位伟大的神来看顾他们，来保护他们。
Means Israelites do not have this God who can protect them again.
所以这是为什么这个诗人向神祈求啊，求你的荣耀能够住在我们的地上。
And this is why this poet is pleading to God, is begging God, please have your glory dwell in our land.
这个意思就是说，神就会与这块地同在，神的恩典，神的保护都会在这个地上。
Which means God's blessings and God's protections will be together in their land.
自然而然住在这地的人就能够平安，就能够有福气的。
Naturally, people who dwell in this land will have peace and blessings.
那在这里告诉我们要能够得到神这样的救恩，让他的荣耀与我们同住，就是要敬畏他。
Here, which means in order to receive God's blessings,And to have God's glory in their land, you must fear them. You must fear God.
第十节、十一节这是我们的主题呀。
Verse 10 and 11 is the topic of our sermon tonight.
慈爱就是刚刚诗人所祈求的，神啊，求你让我们得见你的慈爱。
Love is.The love, what we just mentioned, God, please let your unfailing love appear again.
那平安也是这个诗人所祈求的求神跟他们说平安的话。
The peace is also what the poet is begging God to speak words of peace.
但是呢，这个诗人告诉我们慈爱跟诚实是碰在一起的就是他们是在一起的，没有办法分开的。
So here it says, love and faithfulness is together, meet together, which means they cannot be separated.
那平安呢，跟公义这里是说相亲，其实就是互相亲嘴啦。
Here it says, righteousness and peace kiss each other, which
literally
means righteousness and peace are so intimate.
所以呢，如果你想要这个诗人，如果想要得到慈爱，得到平安，要怎么办呢？
Which also means.In order for this poet to regain love and peace, what should you do?
十一节就告诉我们了。
Verse 11, reveal it to us.
诚实从地而生。
Faithfulness springs out of the earth.
这个生这个动词呢，在希伯来文呢，它就是未完成式。
In the language of Hebrew, the spring out of the earth, the verb spring is an imperfect tense.
意思呢，用英文来讲的话呢，就是现在进行式。
In English language, it is 现在进行式怎么讲？
现在进行式就是
it's ongoing.
Ongoing 就是present.Continues, right?
Yes.
Yeah. 那意思就是说，诚实呢，要从地上不断的生出来，不断的做下去，生出来，才可以啊。
So which means the faithfulness must spring out of the earth continuously.
那这样子才有可能, 因为慈爱就是伴随着诚实嘛, 所以你诚实不断的, 产生出来的话呢, 自然而然就会见到慈爱呢?
Because faithfulness is accompanied by love, therefore, if we have faithfulness, then we will be able to see love.
那我讲到这里，我就想，哦，这个蛮有意思。他说彼此相遇啊，所以你不断的有诚实，就会遇到慈爱了，就会见到慈爱了。When
I read here, I thought it's quite interesting because love and faithfulness meet together. When we have faithfulness, then we will see love.
那既然是从地，那表示就是我们世人啊，必须要有这个诚实的事情啊。
Since it says faithfulness spring out of the earth, which means we are people who dwell on earth, then we must have faithfulness.
所以呢，这就在告诉我们，我们想要得到看见神的慈爱，我们就必须要能够诚诚实实的在这个世界上行事为人呢。
Which also means in order to see God's love, we must be truly faithfulness walking on earth.
好，我们来看一下约翰福音第四章二十四节。
Let's take a look, Book of John, verse 4, chapter 4, verse 24. Book of John, 4, verse 24.
约翰福音四章二十四节。 二十四节，神是个灵， 所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实来拜他。
John chapter 4, verse 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
那这个就是中文是诚实，又翻作真理呀。
Here in Chinese, we translated truth into honesty, and here which means truth.
然后就是我们要见到神，我们心中要有诚实，要sincerity，有时候也翻译作sincerity。Yeah,
some translation translated into sincerity, which means we worship God, we must worship with sincerity.
那这个就是我们对神的诚实，我们对神的英文说faithfulness，就是忠实，信实。So
which means faithfulness, sincerity, in truth.
那这就是我们对神的态度，这样子我们继续有这么样的对神的态度，我们就会见到神的慈爱。This
illustrates the attitude we must put on towards God. Then with this faithfulness, we will see God's love.
接下来第十一节说公义从天而现。
And continuously, verse 11 says, righteousness looks down from heaven.
那这个look down，就从天上看下来呢，这个动词呢，是完成式。
So looks down in the language of Hebrew is a perfect tense, which means down from heaven.
表示公义的神从天上不断地在观看呢。
Which means the righteous God, the just God, continuous always look down from heaven, observe.
当他看到这个世界也充满着公义的时候呢，自然而然这个世界就会有平安。When
God sees the righteousness abide on earth, then the earth will have peace.
其实如果这个世界大家都能够学习神的公义，自然而然 就不会有纷争的事情啊。
If the whole world studies the righteousness of God, then there will not be dispute.
因为公义可以让我们与神能够和好。
Because righteousness will restore our relationship with God.
那我们在世上按着神的公义来生活，我们就与人与人之间就能够和好。
If we live according to God's righteousness, then we will restore interpersonal relationships as well.
自然而然它的结果就是平安呢。
Then naturally, the result is peace.
十二节十三节，这个是神要赐给我们的。
Verse 12 and verse 13 is the things that God will grant us.
这个就是连续，我想这个是连续公义从天而现连续下来的。
I think this is the continuous paragraph or sentence from righteousness looks down from heaven.
公义从天降下来，所要给我们的是什么呢？就是给我们好处啊。
So let's say if righteousness looks down from heaven, what does righteousness give us then? That is good.
创世纪第一章告诉我们，神所创造的一切都是美好的。
In the Genesis chapter 1, it says, God's creation were good.
所以从神那里来的都是美好的。
So whatever comes from God is good.
那我们来看一下生命记二十八章。
Yeah, let's take a look Deuteronomy chapter 28.
生命记二十八章十二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12.
十二节，主必为你开天上的府库，按时降雨在你的地上，在你手里所办的一切事上赐福于你，必借给许多国民，却不至向他们借贷。请念。
Verse 12, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of your hand. And you shall not lend unto many nations, and you shall not borrow.
那我们刚刚听英文呢，他说从天上的好的这个宝库里面好的宝库里面降下时雨啊。
Here it just says, it will from the heaven to give the rain of good treasure.
所以呢，这个就是神要赐给我们的这个好处，第一个最重要的表现就是这个雨啊，时雨。
That is the good, the benefit God will give us, which means the rain, the seasonal rain.
所以雨降下来，就看到我们的地要多出土产呢。
After the seasonal rain descended onto the land, then he will bless the work in your hand.
这个就是刚刚我们看的生命记里面所叙述的了。
This is in what we just read in Deuteronomy.
所以呢，神他的公义他因为他的公义，他所说的话都是平安。
Because God is a righteous God, so the word of God is peace.
因为公义跟平安，他们是相亲的是互相亲嘴的。
Because righteousness and peace kiss each other.
第十三节
，verse 13。
所以呢，公义要行在他面前。
Righteousness goes before him。
所以在神的面前当然就是要有公义啊。
So before God, there has to be righteousness。
然后呢，在这里说要叫他的脚中成为可走的路。
And prepares the way for his steps。
那这一个经节呢，也不是很容易的，不太容易了解哈。
I don't think this is a Bible verse that's very easily understood.
公义要行在谁的面前呢？应该是说要行在神的面前。
So here it says righteousness goes before him. This him refers to God.
那但是下半段他说叫他的脚中成为可走的路，在说什么呢？
So the second half of this phrase says, prepare the way for his steps. Who is this referring to?
我直接把它翻译过来呢，就是说公义会将公义会将就是成为他脚步所走的道路了。
So in on the other word, I think righteousness is the steps of its own way.
那应该讲起来就是说呢，公义为我们开出了一条道路。
Which means righteousness has opened a path for us.
然后呢，我们就应该要追随着公义走在这条道路上。
So then we must follow the way of righteousness.
就像主耶稣来到这个世上，我们要跟随他的脚中行。
Which also means when Jesus came to this world, we must follow his steps.
主耶稣也曾说他来不是要审判世人，但是呢将来他所说的道要审判世人。
Jesus also said he came to this world not to judge the world, but to it's that the truth will judge the world.
所以呢，他来到这个世上，将真理显明给我们看。真理所代表的就是神的公义。
Jesus came to this world, showed us the truth. What truth represent?Is righteousness.
所以如果我们能够遵循这个神公义的这个真理而行那我们终究就是会得到平安呢。
So which means if we abide in God's righteousness and follow the righteousness footsteps, we will have peace.
所以我们可以看到这个诗人所祈求的是什么。
Here we see what this poet is begging God for.
他祈求神能够让他们见到神的慈爱，让他们得到神的平安。
This poet is asking to see God's unfailing love again.
那神在过去就已经显出神的慈爱神的平安是怎么样。
In the past, God has already shown them how it is like to give God's unfailing love to his faithful people.
但是呢百姓却时常的就是离开神的道路。
But people often deviate and a detour from God's path.
因此百姓就要遭受苦难。
Therefore, people will suffer tribulations.
所以在苦难当中这些这个诗人呢明白到我们要从苦难回转 得到神的慈爱，得到神的平安，就是要能够诚实来拜神。
The poet understood that in order to turn around from tribulations into God's love, then they must be faithful.
然后呢，要来，就是接受神公义的审判，并且呢，能够按着神的公义来生活。
And to receive God's righteous judgment.And to live a life according to God's righteousness.
也就是说，我们常常用神的公义的真理来照，当作镜子来常常的检视我们自己啊。
Which also means we shall often reflect ourselves using God's righteousness as a mirror.
这样子呢，我们就可以。得到我们所想要的从神来的平安。
Therefore, we will regain what we want from God, which is peace from Him.
我想慈爱神的慈爱以及神的平安都是我们所每位弟兄姐妹所想望的。
I think love and peace from God is.What every brother and sister desire.
所以呢，求神帮助我们让我们能够过得一个诚诚实实的敬拜神的生活。
Therefore, may God help us that we can live a faithful life.
因为我们都按着神公义的真理来在这个世上来生活。
And may every one of us live our life according to God's righteous truth.
感谢神，那我们最后就一起跪下来祷告。
Thank God, let's all kneel down and pray together.
求神帮助我们，那我们能够都能够得到神的慈爱，能够得到神的平安。
May God help us and We can all regain God's love and peace.
一起跪下祷告。
Let's pray together.